before we actually begin reading the Mishnah in Maseches Ksubos, we need just a very, very basic introduction. Probably most of you know the basic terms that are going to be thrown around now, some of the basic dinim, but just to put things into proper perspective before we start, we have to really understand the ABCs. So there are two basic principles involved in marriage. There are really two different halachic stages of marriage. What are they? What are the names? There's Eris and Nisuin. What's another name for Erison? Erison is synonymous with Kedushin. Okay, it's the same thing. All right? So Kedushin, Erison is stage number one, and Nisuin is stage number two. Kedushin, we all know, for the first Mishnah Maseches Kedushin, how do you go about doing that? Two ways. Kesef Shtarbiya. Nisuin, how do you go about doing that? Anyone know? Kupla. Okay, what does that mean? Anyone know? Not a clue. We're not sure. We'll find out as the year goes on what the world that means. That's a big machlekes in Rishonim. Okay. But there are two stages, this Kedushin Erisin, and then there's going to be Nisuin. Now, practically speaking for us, the time difference between Kedushin and Nisuin in today's wedding is about 10 seconds maybe. You have the ring, and then you immediately are standing under the chuppah, or you can go to the yichud room, whatever we're going to define Nisuin to mean. So most of what we're going to be talking about for the next couple of weeks in terms of being relevant to Halacha L'maisa isn't all going to be really true anymore, because the time break between Kedushin and Nisuin just basically fell by the wayside. Been going on really for a couple hundred years. But in the days of the Mishnah, the days of the Gemara, there was a very real break. There was a certain amount of time that transpired between the time of the Kedushin and the time of the Nisuin. Now, it's important to keep in mind as follows. When does a woman technically become married, in the sense of, when does she become a surah to everybody else? At what point? At the time of Erisin. Okay, so the time of Kedushin, that's basically right, when the Yisrael of Sinah sets in, she becomes a surah l'kulei Amah. It doesn't necessarily mean she's permitted to her husband yet. That's what Indian Nisuin for. You know, only after they undergo Nisuin, the chuppah or yichud, whatever the definition of Nisuin is going to be, only then do the couple become, you know, happily wedded man and wife. So only then do they become mutter to one another. But in terms of when the Isser L'Kulei Alma sets in, so that sets in already at the time of Kedushin. Who remembers Kedushin by Beis and Beis? Why is it called Kedushin? Where the Lash Kedushin come, remember? Also L'Kulei Alma Kehektesh. The Kedusha, the Lashon, like a carbon, is also to be used. So this woman is Asur L'Kulei Alma as well. But, so at the time of Kedushin, she's Asur L'Kulei Alma. If she goes ahead and is Mizana with somebody else, so she's labeled in Halacha as a full-fledged Eishizish Sheh Zimsa. Now, what are the ramifications of an Eishizish Sheh Zimsa? So, a lot of ramifications. Ramification number one is that if she did it to Eidim and Hasra, what's going to happen to her? She's going to get killed. Okay, she's going to be Chayav Misa. What if she didn't do it with Eidim and Hasra? What if some hits, some technicality, we can't actually kill her? So what else will happen to her? She's right. She violated Nisa Karis, that should be Chayav Karis, right? But what's most important for us is that she becomes a Surah Labayla. Alright? So in Asia, this is in some Baratzon, intentionally, we'll see what the ramifications of she was raped a little bit later, but if she's in Zana Baratzon, she becomes a Surah Labayla. This is a Dim in a Torah. Where's the Mokka for this? Sota. Sota, right. The Torah says that if a woman, but the case of the Sota is not a real Asia, this is in, it's a suffocation, this is in, right? In the case of Sota, we don't know whether she was Mizana or not, and the Torah says that we have to assume that maybe she was Mizana until we know to the contrary. That's where the whole checking with the water, etc. comes from. But if you would know for a fact that Asia Zish was Mizana, so she of course becomes Asur Labayla. She becomes Asur to the Boel, to the person she was Mizana with as well. But we're not so concerned with that right now. So at the moment of Kedushin, the Din of Losinov sets in, and the Yisr Labayla, if she's Mizana, set in as well. So the question becomes, now you have the situation where there's a long period of time from the time of Kedushin, comes the time of Nisuin, the husband, quote-unquote, the husband hasn't seen his kala in a year, and in the days of Chazal, that was the general practice, they would wait a year between the two, comes the moment of Nisuin, the moment of truth, comes the husband and suspects that maybe something went wrong, maybe his wife was Mizana, between the time of Kedushin and Nisuin. Okay? If, in fact, she was, she's Asura. If she wasn't, let's say she was Mizana prior to Kedushin, so although it was an Avera, but that's not going to prohibit her Labayla. Okay, so that's basically the introduction to our Mishnah. So we're going to try to determine, we're going to try to figure out how to get around this problem. What are we going to do with such a situation where you have a potential issue of Zanus between the time of Kedushin and Nisuin? So comes the Mishnah. starts with the following. The Sula Nisei Sliyom Harvi. A woman who's getting married for the first time, so she's supposed to get married on Wednesday. So Takana Sachamim, she's supposed to get married specifically on Wednesday. The Amana Liyom Chamishi, whereas a widow, a woman who's getting married for the second time, so she is supposed to get married on Thursday. So we're going to leave out that part for now. We're going to come back to it a little bit later. We're focusing right now on the first name in the Mishnah, the Sula Nisei Sliyom Harvi. Why in the world is that? Shepamayim v'Shabbos, but they didn't in Yoshim v'Ayaros, that twice a week it was the practice that Beis Din would hold court. Rashi refers you to a Gemara that was the Vakama. This was the Takon of Ezra. The Beis Din would sit twice a week on Mondays and Thursdays, and therefore Shem Hayalo Tainas Besulim Haya Mashkim LeBeis Din. If the husband has Tainas Besulim means that he's claiming a taina, a claim, he's claiming that his wife is not a basula. Now, he thought she was a basula, says basula nisays, they were suspecting, they think that she was supposed to have been a basula, and all of a sudden he realizes at the first night, after the nisun, after the chuppah, that she in fact is no longer a basula. So what's going to happen? Where is he supposed to go? He's supposed to go to Beis Din. Why is he supposed to go to Beis Din? Because we have a potentially very, very serious shaila on our hands. We want to know, when did she become not a basula? If she had relations with somebody prior to Kiddushin, okay, nope, so he didn't marry the firmest girl in the world, but it's not going to affect the status of the marriage from here on in. Whereas if she had relations with somebody post-Kiddushin, then you're talking about a tremendous problem. Then you're talking about, in effect, we're going to have to break up this marriage. We're going to force the couple to get divorced because she is a Asura Le'Baila. Okay? So, Tainas Besulim, we want to solve this problem right away. So comes the Mishnah and says, since Beis Din is going to be in town, they're going to be sitting on Mondays and Thursdays, it would be to our advantage to make sure that not too much time elapses between the finding of the problem and when Beis Din is actually going to be sitting. Why is that? What were the key words? Remember? Kuradaita. What does the Kuradaita mean? Calm down, he relaxes. That means you want to get the guy in the fit of anger. The guy married a girl, he thinks she's a basula. Kavalt, he realizes that she's not a basula, so we want him to get running to Beis Din at moment's notice in order to clarify what's going on here. Whereas, if the couple's going to get married, let's say for argument's sake, they get married on a Monday afternoon, so now it's going to take till Beis Din sits, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 3 days till Beis Din's going to set up shop. So the guy's going to relax, he's going to calm down, he's not going to bother bringing his wife to Beis Din anymore. So we don't want that to happen. So therefore, we're going to insist that she gets married dafka, a couple gets married dafka at a time, when immediately upload Beis Din is going to be sitting the next day. So therefore, the Mishnah says, the Sula Nisei Sliyom Harvi, which of course leads us to the obvious question. What's the most obvious question reading the Mishnah? What happened to Sunday, right? So what's the answer? And it's more expensive to get married on Sunday. Now, what's the real answer? We're not sure yet. Okay, so the Gemara is going to try to explain to us a little bit later, Manishtana Yom Ravi for Yom Rishon. The same reason should apply for both. Okay? But at least we understand Pshat and the Mishnah. But comes Rashi, Psula Nisis Yom Ravi, Takana Sachal Nishatinasi Bravi Bishabis Kinefarish Taima. This was a Takana Midrabbanim, and I've heard there's no such thing. Takana Sachal to get married on Wednesday for the reason that the Mishnah says. Shepamayim Bishabis. Obviously, this reason that the Mishnah is explaining is only going about to explain why Basula is Nisis Lem Ravi, why Naman is Nisis Lem Chamishi. We don't have a clue. It clearly has nothing to do with Tanis Basula because he knows, of course, that she's not a Basula. B'sheni v'chamishi. Achas miyasa takanos shetiken Ezra v'vavakamu perek merubah. This is one of the 10 takanos that Ezra made that Beis Din sits on Monday and Thursday. The Gemara and Babakamu and Mepharish Lekulu. The Gemara explains all of them there. This is the reason why Chacham instituted she should get married on Wednesday. Because if he claimed that she's not a basula, Yashkim LeBeis Din V'Od Ka'asal Allah, that he should get to Beis Din while he's still angry. If you're afraid, you dray around too long, we're afraid Shemi is pious, maybe he'll make up with her. With this guy, and then he'll calm down. Forget about the whole thing. No, he just got married, so he'll stay together with her. And that's bad news. Vishemi's in the tachtav. Maybe she really was Nizana after Kiddushin. Vinesra love, and she became a suitor to him. Kiddi Afinon, as we learn based on Pesukim, Masechta Sota, Pesukim Bavash Sota, the Nistara v'hi Nitla'a. The Torah describes the woman who became a Sota, she was Nistara, she had Stira with another man, and the Torah says the Nitla'a. Now we're afraid that she was in fact Temeah, that she in fact became Asura. So the phrase the Nitla'a is the source for the fact that she becomes Asura. When we talk, she Yavol Beizdin. And once we get the guy to come to Beizdin, what's going to happen? His Bar Hadava will be Mevar, we'll figure out exactly what's going on. Kishayete Hakol, that the word will get out, the husband, everyone was at the hospital last night, and then the next day already everyone's talking that the husband brought his wife to Beizdin. But, and therefore what? Shema Yavo Eidim, witnesses will come and clarify what really happened. But the Gemara part, and the Rashi says, and by the way, the Gemara is going to ask for Tinas Bech B'Shabbos, what happened to the Sunday weddings? Okay? At Kan Devir Rashi. Did Rashi add anything to the Mishnah? Anything that doesn't appear in the Mishnah?
Except the reason why the accomplishment that brings him to the vessel.
What did he say?
He said that the reason is because it will become public and then...
Very good, because the Rashi added on something that if you would just read the Mishnah, so you wouldn't have any idea that the Mishnah is referring to that. The Mishnah just says that what do we want to happen? If I was just reading the Mishnah myself, I would say the Mishnah says, what is our aim in having them get married on Wednesday? Who do we want to come to Beis Din on Thursday morning? The Baal, right? That's all the Mishnah talks about. High or low, kindness, Vesula, Mashkin, Beis Din. He will come. What? Comes Rashi and airs the whole party out of this. Comes Rashi and says, not only do we want the Baal to come, but we want the Baal to serve as a catalyst for another 100 people to come to be Meir. So that's just an interesting point. Now, we're not sure yet. You know, if you did the Ma'amar Kodesh, you probably are sure already. But just by reading the Mishnah in order, so you read the Mishnah, you see Rashi, and it should at least strike you, hey, wait a second, Rashi added something that doesn't appear in the Mishnah. What was bothering Rashi? What prompted Rashi to make this whole story about Edom coming? So we have to put that question on the back burner, okay? Why exactly did Rashi feel the necessity to stick Edom into the equation where the Mishnah doesn't mention a word about Edom? Why are we... What do you mean? I don't...
That she was widowed from before.
I mean, in a case of an almana. I mean, why don't we? Why don't we insist that an almana mean everything gets married on Wednesday also?
Right.
Maybe we do. Maybe in a chanami. The Mishnah is not defining exactly what kind of almana we're talking about. That's going to be a little bit later on, and then later in the ksuba sugya, a little bit later on in the parak. But at this point, we're just talking about somebody who was a basula in contrast to someone who presumably was married, fully married before. Okay. Okay, so we have to ask, once we understand the role of the Edom, what the purpose of the Edom, and then we'll see what the relation between the Edom and the Baal is. Okay, we have to see about that. There's one basic premise of our Mishnah. There's one absolute premise in the Mishnah. The premise is, we want to get the guy to come to Beis Din, right? That's the purpose. So apparently, his coming to Beis Din is going to... What's the next word? It's going to be effective. It's going to accomplish something, right? We don't want the guy just stomp to come to Beis Din and scream. They have nothing else to do. Just sit and listen to people kvetch. Obviously, we want the guy to come to Beis Din, and his coming to Beis Din is going to solve the problem. What does that mean? How is it going to solve the problem? Well, if he's going to come to Beis Din and say that his wife is not a besula, what are we going to paskin? We're going to paskin, hey, if his wife's not a besula, that must be she's a what? She is a bula, and therefore she is a what? She is asuratim. She is an ashes shazinsa, right? Isn't that the obvious equation of our Mishnah? Mishnah says the Baal comes, mashkin the Beis Din, right? He's going to come and tell Beis Din a story that she's Ada of Basula. And what's the conclusion going to be? Asura. If you're not going to get to the end of this equation, so then why waste time of mashkin the Beis Din? And for that matter, why bother getting married? Yom Dalad, right? The Kamas HaKamu was get married on Wednesday because we want you to come to Beis Din, there's a problem. And by coming to Beis Din, you're going to claim that she's in a Basula. And by saying in a Basula, we're going to paskin up that she's a Sura. To get this whole ball rolling, you have to come to the conclusion. It means you have to assume that when a husband walks into Beis Din and tells us his wife is not a Basula, the conclusion of that story is going to be she is a Sura. Is that really true? What do we have to know to answer that question intelligently? What Gemara?
So
That's a pasuk, right? Daftas. Okay. So we have to go, in order to understand a Mishnah, and in order to understand specifically Rashi and Tosfos in a Mishnah, we have to jump ahead a little bit. Okay? See, there are two different halachim in yeshivas when you learn Masechet Ksuvos, learn the first crack. So there are some yeshivas that only like to learn the yeshivish part of Masechet. Not only do they like to learn the yeshivish Masechet, but they'll only learn the yeshivish part of the yeshivish Masechet. So they'll read the Mishnah and the Beis, just to be, and then the next 3 months they'll learn the Sigi Pesach Pesuach. So they'll forget about the first 8 plot in the Masechet. And there are other yeshivas that don't do that. Like, we're not going to do that. We're going to learn all the stuff that's in the first 8 plot. So if anyone sees us on that, if anyone would have walked into the Rabbi's Medrash today and seen everybody on the Daftas, so they would have been chashish that we were part of the first group. We're not. So comes the Gemara on the bottom, very, very bottom of Chesed and Beis. Comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar, Omer Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, Ne'aman La'otzer Alav." If a person walks into Beis and he says Pesach Pasuach, so the phrase Pesach Pasuach is a very nice way of saying that his wife is not a basula. Okay? Now, those know a little bit of biology, so in a certain sense, it really is Pesach basula. There's a membrane, right? Am I correct? Any medical issues, by the way, we defer to Dr. Schwab. So, when a woman, before she has relations for the first time, there's a membrane there, a hymenal membrane, which after she has relations, that membrane is broken through, or stretched, whatever. So that's what the Pesach basula is referring to. So husband walks into the basement and says, Pesach Matzuch Matzasi, in effect what he's saying is that he didn't sense that membrane was present, that membrane was intact. So presumably the way that membrane was broken was that she had to deal with somebody. And we're going to see a little bit later there may be other ways for that membrane to be broken also, but that's not what he's claiming. He's walking into the basement and he's saying, Pesach Matzuch Matzasi, that I realize that she clearly has had tashrish with another man. Pesach Matzuch Matzasi. And what is the significance of him making that statement? He is declaring that she is an Eishazish Shazinsa. Because remember, he's coming the first night, and he's coming and he's saying, I'm having Tashmish, and I thought it's the first time of Tashmish, and it's clearly not. It must be that she was Mizana sometime in the last year. She's an Eishazish Shazinsa. So comes the Gemara and says, Neman Osralov. So he's Neman, he's believed. V'yamai, why in the world should he be believed? Sveik Sveikahu. There's a double doubt. There's a Sveik Sveika, which would point in the direction that even Naniach that he's telling the truth. Now again, we're not questioning his story. We're not questioning that Pesach Patsuach Matzasi. The Gemara is saying, even Naniach that he knows what he's talking about, which is highly questionable, and even Naniach that he's an honest guy, which is also highly questionable, she's still Mutaris to him. Why? Because of the principle of Sveik Sveika. Why? Savik Tachta, Savik Ein Tachta. True, we're accepting him at face value that his wife had relations with somebody else. But the question is, when did this take place? Remember, we said it's only a zinus that happens post-kedushin that's going to ask for the woman le-baila. If she was mezana prior to kedushin, so she's muteres to baila. So she was mezana. She was mezana. Okay, so at the end of the world, she was mezana before kedushin. She's still muteres to her husband. So suffix number one is that maybe it's Kena Tachta. Maybe she had relations with somebody else before she was actually married. And says the Gemara, the Imtim Salama Tachta, and even if you're going to tell me that if there was a 50-50 chance that she had relations while she was married after Kedushin, Safik the Einah, Safik Baratzah. How do you know that she did it willingly? The only time that a Eishazish becomes a surah to her husband is only if she's Mizana Beratzon, if she was raped, she was forcibly had relations with somebody else, she is still completely Mutaris to her husband, okay? So we have two Sveikis on your side. So the number two is, maybe it was Ba'onis, okay? So again, so the guy is saying Pesach Matzuch Matzasi. So we're believing him. We're assuming that he knows what he's talking about. We assume that he's an honest guy. He never lied to us in Beis Din. And Afal Bichein, the Gemara says, she should still be Mutares because of the principle of Sveik Sveik. Now the principle of Sveik Sveik, hopefully when we learn that test properly in a few weeks, months down the line, so hopefully we'll be spending a lot of time on this principle of Sveik Sveik. What's it based on? Where did it come from? What's it all about? But just Pekitz and Nimrods, the principle of Sveik Sveik is working with the premise that if it wouldn't be for a Sveik Sveika, we would have a problem on our hands. Why? Because what's the call? Safek Derech Lechumra, okay? So So generally speaking, if let's say you find a piece of meat and you're not sure if it's kosher or the treif, so you're not allowed to eat it, even though there's a 50-50 chance maybe it's kosher, maybe it's treif, you're not allowed to eat it because sveka deraisa l'chumra. But if you have a sveka on your side, those are the beitzim, we have bumped into this last year, so if you have a sveka on your side, so sveka is presumably completely mutter. So again, so comes the Gemara and says, what are you telling me a story that Pesach Matzilach Matzasi is Neman, that the husbands believe to say that the woman is Asura, even if he's telling us the truth, she's still Muteres, because of a Sfeik Sfeika. Safek Tachtav, Safek Yena Tachtav, Safek Vyaynes, Safek Baratzah. Right? So what's the significance of saying that she's Asura? Comes the Gemara and says, Lo Tzricha, Be'eshes Kalim. I'll give you a case where when the husband walks in and says, Pesach Matzilach Matzasi, that you don't have a sfeik sfeika. Let's say she's the wife of a kohen. What's the din? So even though we know that the halacha is that if an eish azish shazinsa, if it was be'onas, it was forced, she was raped, she's muteres to her husband, there's an exception to every rule. The exception is eish is kohen. Why is that? Anyone know why? What is that? What pasuk is that based on? Isha's own other halalah, because there's a whole series of other halachas that a Kohen is not permitted to marry, a whole list of other women. One of the women who a Kohen is not permitted to marry is an Isha Zona. Now, Isha Zona doesn't, according to most Tanaim, doesn't conjure up the image, what we sometimes think in terms of a Zona. Doesn't mean that. The word Zona usually is translated to mean Nivala Apostle. Well, it means if a woman had relations with a man who she's not permitted to have relations with. Okay? So let's say, for example, a brother and a sister had relations, let's say a father and a daughter, or let's say an Eish Zish with any other man except for her husband. So she's called Nivala L'Pasala Upsala. And that din of Nivala L'Pasala Upsala, that applies Bein Bionis, Bein Baratzon. There's no distinction. The only time there's a distinction between willingly and unwillingly is only when we're dealing with the particular Isser of an Eish Zish Shazinza, the Din of Pasha Sota, then the Torah draws a distinction between Baratzon and Bionis. So the din is that an Eishes Kohen who is nivala to somebody else, even if it is be'ones, she is going to be asura. So now you have a problem. The Kohen, Mr. Kohen, walks into Beis Din on Thursday morning, and Omer Pesach Besulach Matzasi says that he realizes that his wife is not a besula. So let's go through the logical possibilities. So what could have possibly happened? His wife is not a besula. What could have happened? Either it's tachtav or not tachtav. Let's see, it's Enot Achtav. That be also a mutter. He's a Kohen, remember? What's the din? Okay, so the din is that a Kohen does not have to marry a Besula. There's no such din, okay? Who has to marry a Besula? Only one person alone. Only the Kohen girl, okay? A regular Kohen need not marry a Besula, however. A Kohen cannot marry a Grusha, and he can't marry a Zona, and he can't marry anyone who falls under those halakhic categories of Asura Lakuna, but there is no need whatsoever for a Kohen to marry a Besula. So, Lu Yitzuya, if the facts really are that she was Mizana, Eino Tachtav, before they actually had Kedushin, so then, big deal. So, she's Muteres there. So, you have a 50-50 chance. Maybe it's Tachtav, maybe it's Eino Tachtav. What happened to the second suffix? Huh? Just fell by the wayside, because even Aniach that it was Bionis, she's still going to be Asa. Okay? So comes the Gemara and says, that statement of Rabbi Elazar, that Omer Pesach Matzilach Matzasi Nema L'Osra Alav, can only make sense in the case of an Eishes Kohen, because in Eishes Israel, there's no surviving Eishes Israel, you have a spake on your side. Okay? That was the first. Okay, I'm talking.
Shouldn't he rope in a Tachta, because let's say she's 20 years old, so she had 7 years where she wasn't under him, and now she's 1 year where she is under him.
Okay, good. Excellent question. Okay, so when we get to the test, we're going to have to see there are a lot of funny terms that are going to be thrown around by the Rishonim. Rove and Chazakah, does she have a Chesed Kashrus, does she have a Chazakah Mekar, does she have a Nivla at the last possible moment. There are going to be a lot of other Svaras that are going to be thrown in to try to figure out whether this really meets the criteria of a Sfeik Sfeik or not. Okay, so we'll have to put that on hold. Alright? So the Gemara says, Venetius Kohen, you only have one something. Then comes the Gemara and says, Inami. There's another possible scenario that Rabbi Elazar was talking about. Maybe we're talking about a situation of a little girl who got married before the age of 3. Now obviously, the Kedushin realized She can't get married by herself before the age of 3. Obviously, her father's mekabel kedushin on her behalf. So why is that important? Why is that relevant? If she was got married before the age of 3, therefore what? Okay, so the Gemara tells us that there's a klal that's called besuleh chozrin, in the sense of that if a little girl under the age of 3 has a tashmish with somebody, so that's not going to affect her status in terms of being a besula. That again, I don't know what the medical angle of this particular shayla is, I don't know, but we'll work with what the Gemara tells us, okay? That any relations that she had before the age of 3 are not really going to, are not going to have any effect on anything. Therefore, so if you have a situation of a little girl who we know that she's been married since the age of 2 years old, so what are our sfeikas now? What sfeikas do we have? So, taktav and a taktav is irrelevant, suffering anymore, but we're still left with the possibility of maybe onus, maybe rotsan, but that's only a suffering echa. So whenever you're dealing with a suffering echa, what's the old rule? Sfeika, sfeika deraisa l'chumra, okay? So basically, what the Gemara tells us in the test, for our purposes, is as follows, that there is a general rule out there, omer pesach pasulach matzasi nemar. That's the rule. That's the basic law. The only thing is that, guess what? 9 out of 10 marriages, it's going to be irrelevant because what rule is going to supersede it? The principle of Sveik Sveika. Sveik Sveika is going to make the rule of Pesach Matzuach Neman basically irrelevant. Okay. So again, we have, there is a clown. Theory is a clown. That's the Yisrael. That's the rule. That Chayk Layava. But whenever you have a situation, Sveik Sveika, this piece is going to be Materes. Anyway, and the only two cases that the Gemara could dream of where in Sveik Sveika are, what are the two cases? One is this is coming, and one is close to the basket. Okay.
Why does the second suffix apply to a less than 3? If you go that way, why is it
matter? No. So from the fact that he's saying Pesach, Matzuach, Matzasi, that means the Basul are in presence. That means the Tashmish clearly happened after the age of 3. Now we know already by the age of 3 she was already married. Right, so it means there's no way to say that a Tashmish which happened before 3 will create the effect of Pesach, Matzuach. Okay? Good. So far, one with this? So far, very easy, right? No way, Chafmas? So far, so good? Okay. What's the problem now? Now that we know the test, what's the problem with the base?
Most cases should not be answered.
It means not 90% of the marriages, the weddings that you're going to go to, are not going to be, well, I would hope this man is there, but 100% of the ways you're going to go, it's not going to be in Pekusas, Ibaz Gimel, okay? Right? If we get thrown to jail, if we talk about this a little bit more these days. So that's number one. Aishas Kohen, okay. 9 out of 10 of them probably won't be Aishas Kohen either. So the Ruba, the marriages, this man is there, as well as in the olden days, were not these crazy, wacky, wild scenarios. So 9 out of 10 times, which number is going to carry the day? Sveik Sveik is going to be mutter, okay? So the husband is going to walk in the basement and say, Ayyam Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. What are we going to do to him? To give him a kick right out and say, get lost. She's mutter anyway. We don't want to hear from you. She's mutter anyway. Didn't you ever learn that test? So the answer is, he didn't go to the Yeshiva place. He went to the place that only learned that base and they found the base. Oh, yeah. So, the guy's statement, Pesach Pasuach, is basically irrelevant. Based on the principle of Sveik Sveika, so we got a very serious problem here. When we set up this beautiful timeline over here, that we're getting married on Wednesday, in order to get the guy mad as anything Thursday morning, coming to base, him screaming his head off, saying to Basula, what other words would we like to put here, just to make it very easy for us to understand? Yeah, why not? Right? That's what Basula. And we're going to get this gevaldig psak of Osir. Ain't true. If it's not true, so I ask you, why in the world do we want the girls to get married on Wednesday? Whose question is this? Rashi. Rashi doesn't ask the question, Rashi answers the question. Who asked the question? Tells us to ask the question. Okay? Good. four tesis. Shim Hailo Tainas Bechle. Vim Taimar. Ha Tainach Eishes Kohen. O Pachusim Ibashalosh. The Lake Elachat Sveka. I understand those wild cases where there's only one Suffolk. Kid Yamina Bigamara. Of Abishar Nashim in a normal wedding. Excuse me, Ika Sveik Sveik, or you have a Sveik Sveik on your side. A mighty Nasaliyom Dalit. There's absolutely no reason to insist on getting married on Wednesday. The Rabbeinu Tam says, you are right, says Rabbeinu Tam. The low plug Rabbanim bitakanta. Umishim Eishes Kohen, Bafachusim Vigimo, Tikna Bechol Anashim Shein Nasaliyom Dalit. Says Rabbeinu Tam, catch this one. That the reason only applies to what two cases? Who really has to get married on Wednesday for two days down? Eishes Kohen's got to get married on Wednesday. Who else really got to get married on Wednesday? The 1.5-year-old girl, she's got to get married on Wednesday. Those are the cases where the Mishnah really makes sense. So if so, but the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah doesn't say, Eishes Kohen, O Pachusim Baz Gimel, Nisayis Biyom Ravi. The mission says, Basula Mises Yom Ravi. The 25-year-old Eishes Yisrael gets mad on Wednesday, comes to Ben Atam and says two words, low plug. And when he goes to Moshe Kolo? I was on the very first year where we instituted the low plug wire. One year is with Avram Willig. Anyone knows Avram? He still comes around. In those years, he was used to sing from the Avery Boys Choir. So we were, I'm sure we remember those good old days back in the late 80s, and the early 80s, middle 80s, whatever it was. So one year we were Sabo and the Sound Machine. It was me and Avram. We were one team. And then in later years, when they put anyone who was over the age of 25 on one team, they called us the Moshe Zakenin team. But we won. With me and Rabbi Greenwald and Rabbi Raff. It's a good time. Anyway, those who don't play Moshe Kolf, I have no clue what I'm talking about. So I'm wondering, what does that do with anything? So afterwards, we'll fill you in. This time at the end of the year, we'll let you know. Good. Comes to Ben Atam and says, it's low plug. Comes to Ben Atam and says, there's really no reason why a regular girl should get married on Wednesday. You want uniformity in halach. One, all, it makes it easier for the printers. All the invitations should say that the wedding, please attend the Marina del Rey on Wednesday. That's it. Beyond doubt. It doesn't really make any sense for the Eishes Yisrael. It doesn't make any sense for the 25-year-old girl. Doesn't matter. Since there are a few people who have to get married on Wednesday, everyone should be the same. This is Rabbeinu Tam's job. When you read this Rabbeinu Tam, somebody get the sense someone's going to have another shot. Right? There's got to be something else here. You tell me. What's the other shot? He said I read it before. When I asked you who asked the question, so you told me who answered the question, Rashi. What was the first question, our first observation that we made when we read the Rashi? Rashi threw an Edom. Why do you think Rashi threw an Edom? To answer this question, right? That's what Rashi added Edom. Why? Rashi was reading the Mishnah, and Rashi had already learned Daftes. So Rashi already knew, hey, wait a second, why in the world we want the guy to come to Beis Din and to say Pesach Masuach, that we're not going to listen to him anyway because of Sveik Sveik, huh? Comes Rashi and says, no, we got it all wrong. Which arrow is incorrect here? What does it say in the Mishnah? Read carefully what the Mishnah says. I am Ashton the Beis Din. That he should come in the morning to Beis Din and to what? So we thought he's going to come to Beis Din, give his case, say Pesach Basulah, say she's not a Basulah, and what are we going to do? We're going to pass in a Surah. No, there's missing steps in the Rashi. It doesn't go from just Mashkin LeBeis Din to Eina Basulah to becoming a Surah. If this would be the line of reasoning, it would end up with a Muteras. What's going to happen after he's mashed in the base and he says, Eina Basula Pesach Masuach, what's going to happen? All of a sudden, I want to make it really clear. I forget these words because it's going to confuse it a little bit. Okay? If he orally comes and he says Pesach Pasuach, what's Pesach Pasuach gonna? Or on the Bechini, you don't have to draw the arrows properly, as long as you get basically what's gonna. Okay. If he says Pesach Pasuach and it just ends over here, what's gonna be the Pesach? Terrace. Except for the ones in the Yoyal. What we want to happen, says Rashi, this is the track we want to go. Pesach Pasuach to lead to Kol, which is gonna lead to Edim, which is finally going to get us to Asura. That's what's really happening according to Rashi. That's why Rashi's stuck in Eden. Okay? Sounds good, right? So far, so good? What's the problem with Rashi? If you ever been in a Thomas chat that somehow intuitively sits with us, we got, you know, doesn't sit right. I mean, obvious for us to say it, but somehow... I'm not convinced. What's wrong with Rashi's pshat? Anything? What? Why not? What's the Mishnah? Mishnah's great. The what? The Mishnah doesn't say, but the truth is that the Mishnah kind of leaves us hanging. The Mishnah just says, I'm asking on the basin. Doesn't tell us what's going to happen in court. Behind closed doors. Doesn't tell us. Okay. No, but the Gemara said that in Achanamber, Rabbi Lazar is only limited to the case where there's no Sveik Sveika. Rabbi Lazar is only limited to the case where there's no Sveik Sveika. Right? Remember that was all Shach B'tan in the Gemara. Collects money before Hashanah, comes every year. Einsteiner. I can give the speech, another speech, collects money. Congregation Torah Tefillah, he'll come in, he'll pay it all. Okay. What's wrong with Rashi's trap?
Really, if it's sick, sick, and she's in Torah, so I suppose it's nothing wrong with the fire.
Well, we don't know whether... Okay. You're ready? You saw the round already? Okay, let's hold off for the round a little bit, why Bazin's doing it. But so far, just in terms of the lineup, what's happening according to Rashi, is there any problem? There's no problem. I don't have any problem with Rashi. Bazin, everything that we learned so far, there's no problem with Rashi. Where do the problems with Rashi begin? What? The Tessim of Bez, where the problems begin. Tessim of Aleph, Rashi's, no problems. Comes the Gemara on the Tessim of Bez. Just line from the top. Oh, Rabbi. Afan and Amitanina. We're going to support the statement of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar was the one who was mechadish to us that Pesach Basuach is Neman. So Rabbi, I'm going to prove that he's right. Basuach and he says, Liam Harvi. Liam Harvi. In Liam Chamish Yilam. You can only get married on Wednesday, now I get married on Thursday. So, my time. What's the reason? We should make a dog. We said already a few times. We want to make sure he gets all the hits, come to base, and fine. So Ulamai comes to Gemara and says, what is bothering us? Why are we so pressured to get this guy to come to base? And what do we want to accomplish? Ila Mesa look suba nesimla. If an Ashes ish is Mizana, something else happens to her besides losing her marriage, what else does she lose? She loses like suba also. So Shem the Gemara says, why do we want to get the guy to come to Beis Din? Because we want to make sure that the woman loses her ksuba? What's that our business? Who do we care? If the husband is Michael, he calms down and he decides, you know what, I'm going to give her the ksuba anyway, even though she doesn't really deserve it, not my problem. If the husband wants to give 200 zuzi, I know where else to throw out his money, do whatever you want. Says the Gemara, why do we want to come to Beis Din? Obviously, the reason is Ella Osra Allah. It must be because we want to make sure that if she's really Asura, so he comes to Beis Din in time to say that she's really Asura, and he doesn't calm down, does not have to come. So come to Gemara says, the Katayin Taina Mai. What kind of Taina, what kind of claim is the guy having? The guy is coming to Beis Din, that's what the Mishnah is describing. So what exactly are his words? What phrase is he using? So, La the Katayin Taina is Pesach Pasuach. Doesn't mean that he's timing Pesach Pasuach, when he found the membrane open, he found the area open. So isn't that a riot from our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, I am Ashkin Lebeis, then isn't that a Rashi for Rabbi Elazar that Pesach Pasuach is Ne'aman? Right, that's the Baye's Raya. Well, the Katan time is Damim. There are two ways for a husband to make the statement in Bezin that his wife is not a Besula. Either he could say Pesach Besula, but he found the area to be open, or what else could he say? What time is Damim? There was no blood. Right? There was no blood. Now, in theory, in the perfect world, in theory, the first time the couple has relations, so the area should be closed, should be Pesach Na'u, the area should be closed, and in theory there should be blood as well. So comes the Gemara, and now it's pupiling. Well, what time is the guy saying? The guy's walking to the base and he's saying, my wife is not a basula. What does that mean? Is he saying Pesach Basuach? Or is he saying there was no blood? So the Gemara thought that he was saying Pesach Basuach, thereby giving a raya, bringing a raya to Rabbi Elazar, that Pesach Basuach is a valid taina, that we assume that the guy knows what he's talking about. Comes to the Gemara and says, no, there's no raya. Maybe if a guy walks into the base and says, Pesach Basuach Matzasi, what do we do with him? We throw him out. We say, what do you mean Pesach Basuach? You know what you're talking about. You have no clue. You were never married. You don't know what you're talking about. So maybe it really was not Pesach Basuach. But if the guy comes and he says, I didn't see blood, so you don't have to be a genius to know if there is blood, there's no blood. Just take a look. If no blood, there's no blood. The guy's telling the truth. So comes the Gemara and says that we wanted to bring a raya from our Mishnah, but the guy's coming to Bezin and saying she's not a Basula, and we thought that meant Pesach Basuach, and therefore you see a raya, the Pesach Basuach is Nema, and the Gemara says, nah, not true. But maybe time is dumb. Fine. We'll get to a little bit later on. We get enough tests. Time is dumb. Pesach Basuach. Not for right now. Now what's the problem? Rashi. Now it's the bomb problem. Bomb cash from Rashi.
You know, the whole issue of Mishnah for us isn't based on the Eden
covenant. Very good. The Gemara is being a Raya Brua. Gemara is trying to be a Raya. The Gemara is trying to bring a raya that Omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi is Neman. The Gemara is trying to make this unbelievable equation between Ashkim Levesin, and he's making some kind of a statement, and this is a raya in a fact that Matzasi is Neman. This is Abaye's whether it's a good raya or not depends on the issue of Tanya's dumb, not Tanya's dumb. We're not interested in that right now. But we're interested in Abaye's attempt. Abaye wanted to bring a raya that Pesach Basuach Matzasi is Naaman from the fact that he's the Mashkin Lebezin. According to Rashi, the statement makes how much sense? Zero? Basically zero. According to Rashi, it ain't Pesach Basuach that's carrying the day. What's carrying the day according to Rashi? What word?
Edim,
Kol, that's what's carrying the day. According to Rashi, I don't know what this guy knows what he's talking about. Doesn't know what he's talking about. Nam, it was totally irrelevant. The whole thing is irrelevant. According to Rashi, what really carries the day is what? Where am I? Kol and Edim. Okay? So Bishlam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who holds Edom, Rabbi Natan never heard of Edom. He never heard of Kol. Doesn't say it in his text in the Mishnah. No such thing. According to Rabbi Natan, what is the theme in the Mishnah? What's the carrying the force in the Mishnah? Omer Pesach Basuach. Now Rabbi Natan will be molded under his breath. By the way, 99% of the marriages, it's not really an issue, and it's only because of Lo Plug. But in the one in the Yovel cases where it is relevant, what's carrying today? The Amiras Pesach Basuach, right? So according to Rabbi Natan, I understand the Abaye perfectly well. I understand why Mashkim Lederach, why Mashkim I have to get up ready early in the morning tomorrow. Mashkim Lebezin, that I understand, says Rabbi Natan, that Mashkim Lebezin is predicated on the fact that Omer Pesach Pesuach Matzasi is Nevelin. So according to Rabbi Natan, the Raya is perfect. According to Rabbi Natan, the Raya is Mamash Ironclad. But according to Rashi, you introduced to us something artificial. According to Rashi, you introduced to us the factor of Edom, which we never heard of. And according to Rashi, it's Edom that's creating the Yisur. So how in the world did Abaye see in our Mishnah that Pesach Pesuach is Nemun? Everyone with us? Who asked this question, Rashi? This Tajis Kasha. Yeah.
Why don't we just say that if Edom don't show up,
then we'll use Edom. No, but it's not going to help us. According to Rashi, Rashi's trying to create the Isser based on Edom. Because Rashi was so bothered with Tezus Kasha. So once Rashi entertains the possibility of Edom coming, so how do you see anything from the Mishnah? Just because the Mishnah is Mashkim Levezin, But according to Rashi, the purpose of being Machkin Lebezin is to get the Edom here. So how does that tell me Pesach Basur HaZemer?
No,
but according to Rashi, that entertains the possibility of attracting Edom. So how do you see that Pesach Basur HaZemer? Maybe he's not Nemer. Maybe Pesach Basur is not Nemer, and the reason why you have to get married on Wednesday is to make sure the Edom come. Well, depending on whether or not you hold Pesach Basur is going to be Nemer or not. But, No. You go in a circle. The Mishnah wants to bring the Gemara wants to bring a raya that from the fact that there's a din of mashkim l'vezdin, so it must be a pesach basuch is neman. There's no other way to explain it, right? According to Rashi, what do you mean? Maybe pesach basuch is not neman. The reason why you mashkim l'vezdin is in order to encourage Adim to come. Right, so what was the bai thinking? What was the bai's raya? That tells us kasha and Rashi. Okay. The Gemara was done for the Raya on technical grounds. The Gemara says, it's not a Raya that Pesach Basuach is Neman, maybe the time of the husband is the time of Zaman. But I don't care about that Dicha right now. I want to know what was Abaye even thinking. How did Abaye dream that this Mishnah is any indication of anything? Maybe the reason why the Mishnah is true is because the Edom may come. Okay? It's okay. So let's just see where we have, at least at this point. Mishnah, Mashiach, well, they've been, and obviously the purpose of the Mishnah is to eventually get to the point where we're going to pass into the woman as a surah. Okay, that everybody agrees to, or else the Mishnah stamp doesn't make any sense. Okay? That's the purpose. So we have two fundamentally different approaches in the Rishonim as to how that is going to take place. So according to Rashi, that's going to really happen through Edom. That's going to be the real purpose. Okay? Therefore, according to Rashi, what is nice, what makes sense, according to Rashi, that it applies, this reason of Edom applies to what kind of women? All women, right? So according to Rashi, the ma'il of this pshat is that all women are the same, because they didn't come for anybody. According to Rabbeinu Tam, how is the issue going to come about? Well, Edom don't exist. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there are no witnesses in the world. They're all sleeping. What? Through Pesach. Who is it really only going to apply to? Right, easy. Kishain. Sveik. Right? And Mishum lo plug. It applies to Kohen Asher. Okay? That's going to be the time, right? So in terms of the mission itself, in terms of the Gemara Daf Tes, Amud Aleph, and Ksubis, which Pshat is easier, clearly? This pshat is much smoother. The test of an aleph. Rashi's pshat is clearly smoother because you don't have to get into this problem of the little plug. You get into knock into the corner. However, the problem is when you turn the page, when you get to the test of the days, where the Gemara itself seems to make the equation between the nemanus of Pesach Basuach and the mashkim lebeizdin. So that Gemara seems to favor. So we have to understand now the Lishitas Rashi. We have to understand how can it be that on the one hand Rashi and the Beis Din is assuming that Edom are going to come. This is key, this is critical in the equation according to Rashi. Yet on the other hand, how can Rashi and the Beis Din also in effect be a Raya that Pesach Basuach is Nemar, right? How can this serve as a raya, Pesach Basuach Neman, according to Rashi, if the real reason why the woman is becoming a surah is because of the Edom? So this is going to be a very tight rope that the Rishonim are going to walk to try to solve Shitas Rashi. Okay, so everyone with us, this is what we're going to try to figure out for the rest of the Shia today. How can it be that on the one hand Rashi says Mashkin the Beis Din is presupposing the existence of Edom, on the other hand the Gemara says explicitly that Mashkin the Beis Din works because that's the Pesach of Neman. Okay?
Would all husbands come to Beis Din? Non-Yishtah coins? If this little plug were only applied to marrying on Wednesday or even maximum days?
Well, no, according to, everyone agrees that we want all women are going to get married on Wednesday. The only thing is that according to Rabbi Natan, it's not really necessary.
I'm saying, but we all, but does he agree that all husbands would marry on
Wednesday? How are you? Sure.
I'm sorry I have to interrupt the shoe, I have no other way of doing it. I've come to Yisrael Khanna now for, I don't know how many years, maybe close to 20. It started when Rabbi Herschel Schaffner told me it would be a good idea, a close friend of mine, from the neighbors at the time. And I'm part of a small organization that distributes funds before Yom Ha'aretz and before Purim to needy people, destitute people in Eretz Yisrael. The reason I'm involved is twofold. One, it's an honest tzedakah. These people are destitute. They're checked for their needs. We give larger stipends to larger families and smaller stipends to smaller families. Secondly, there is no overhead, not 1 cent overhead. I come in from Cleveland. Nothing comes off from here. That cost is incurred and is covered elsewhere. So it's an honest tzedakah, and a tzedakah in which every cent goes to the place that it's designated for. Before Yom Ha'aretz, everyone wants to give tzedakah. The Yom Ha'adin. Except you're always afraid, you know, where does it really go? Is it honest? Here, it's honest in every sense goes. I ask you to participate to whatever degree you're able to. Rabbi Shachter calls me up before or after Yom Kippur. Whatever commitment he has, we lay out the funds in Eretz Yisrael. If you know someone who's interested, get in touch with Rabbi Shachter directly or through you, and he'll call me and we'll lay out the funds. A check can be made out for tax purposes to my shul congregation, Torah, Tefillah. We simply exchange the money. I ask you to avail yourselves. It's a singular opportunity. Whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do later, please do that.
Sobolevsky. We spoke before.
Maybe your wife just gave birth.
Right, that's right, 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 collect the money from my shul for him and from the shiurim. A couple of years ago, he comes to Yule. He'll be back again before Purim. So, a couple of years ago, I had a wedding the night before Tainus Esther in Cleveland. I had a wedding. And I was running around like 2-3 days before. I had a lot of checks, 100 checks in my pocket. And I was trying to call him to get Rabbi Shechter to make sure. I was so nervous because they distribute the money from the Tunnels of Yonim. They give it out on Purim Day. So I wanted to make sure I called in the money on time. So I dumped like all my checks on Rabbi Shechter like the day before, and I felt very bad. I don't know. Anyway, go figure, Shkech. Go figure. That night, I come to Cleveland. I came to the wedding. Who's the first person I bump into? Bumped right into him. So. So we're trying to figure out Rashi, right? So we're trying to figure out how could Rashi literally have his cake and eat it. Yeah.
How is Rashi necessarily a sphira to Hezab Psuah? Rashi sounds like he's more saying a statement of reality of being in the
No, but Rashi needs the aid. Imagine that just telling you a story of what's going to happen.
But
Rashi's stuck in Aben for M for Tozos Kasha.
But why is that
skewer? No, so once Rashi believes that Edom is a reality in his equation, yeah. So then the Gemara is a Raya, Mashkin Oderach is a Raya, the Pesach Pasuch, Matas Yineman is not true. It's not a Raya. Because maybe Pesach Pasuch is not Neman, right? But, and the reason why you wanted to get married on Wednesday is to get the Edom to Rashi.
Rashi would bring a Pesach Pasuch, but it's definitely true.
Pardon?
So Rashi would bring in this up as well, if it's true for sure?
No, according to Rashi, once you say that Adam is a possibility, but Tom says Adam, come on, who's going to come? No one's going to come. But according to Rashi, is that Adam is a possibility, so then you no longer arrive from a mission that Pesach Pasuch is Nemar. That's the word.
Oh, because you've used up the mission I'm saying on the Adam.
But maybe the reason why the mission is true is because of Adam.
Why is it called Rashi?
Look, I have no problem with Rashi. It's a gewaldic pshat. If that Pesach Bay didn't exist, I would think Rashi is great.
No, but you agree by saying that the person is not.
But you don't need that. Once you say the Adam are coming, so then that's the reason why the Mishnah says Rashi in the Bay.
But Rashi doesn't say it because of necessity.
No, but once, necessity, necessity is the mother of invention. Once the Adam come, once Rashi admits that there's a reality that Adam could come and they're going to change the day, they're going to affect the Pesach, so then the Mishnah is no longer a riot if Pesach Pesach is Nemo. Remember before Abaye had a riot from the Mishnah that Pesach Pesach is Nemo. Going to Rashi and Vachko. What kind of riot is that?
I don't understand. I thought Rashi was just suggesting
this. Yeah, it's true. Rashi, no, that prompted Rashi to ask the question to bring the Adam, but once Rashi solved the problem by saying Adam are going
to
come,
does it have to apply to
but it can apply. Once it can apply, once Adam can come, once you accept them as the reality of Adam coming, so then how do you see the Mashkin the Beis Din is because of Pesach Pasuch is Neman? Maybe why can't you say it's false? Pesach Pasuch is not Neman. The guy's crazy, doesn't know what he's talking about, he ain't on Neman at all, and the Mishnah still says you have to be Mashkin the Beis Din to get Adam. Right? That's a good shot, right?
Well, Mishnah doesn't
test that. No, we don't know what the Mishnah is. How can Abaye even arrive from the Mishnah? Abaye, we have... No.
Why
is that
about the specific
Once Adam is a reality, Adam will carry the day in either case. So it's not a Rai anymore.
It's only reality for Rashi.
Right.
Rashi created the reality after Abaye, not the Mishnah. So.
No, but once that reality exists, then Abaye didn't make any sense. Abaye was the problem. Rashi just created that reality to solve the simple question, is that, hey, Pesach Pesuach, it's sake, sake. But once you say that there's a reality that Adam are going to come, so then Abaye is Rai, is not a Rai. Okay, think about
what
I'm saying.
Well, what kind of content does Pesach Pesuach
have?
Why would we believe?
Oh, you wonder why the world should believe the guy? Meaning he's only an Erechah, he's a Baldover, there's a million reasons. Very good, excellent. Who knows the answer to that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many words?
Shavi
Anafshi Chatichah Disura. Shabbat Ash Chatech Disur means basically as follows. We have rules in halacha like Shnei Edim Yachum Dabba, usually you need two Edim, right? What's in the following case? Let's say a woman walks into Beis Din one day and she says, I got married last week. What's it then? Do we believe her? We ask her, where are your Edim? They died. What? What's it then? Could she marry anybody now? Is she really an Eish Zish? We're not really convinced she's an age of this, but you know what? We can't let her marry anybody. Shavya Anaf Shechatik Adisur. Since she made a statement in Beis Din that asks her, so we have to believe her vis-a-vis herself. Okay, that's the test. We'll get to the test. Okay? I just got married last night. He's coming to go.
But let's say he changed his mind. He could be bringing up himself for his advantage.
He can rather get also. Okay. The ksuba. We didn't even touch the ksuba part. We just alluded to it a little bit. Let me get to the ksuba and that stuff. Good. Okay. So in order to understand Rashi, we have to go back to the Gemara of Testament days a little bit. What was the Bayez Raya? I ever very careful. What was the Abaye's Raya? Abaye said, if you see from the Mishnah, Pesach Pasuach Hotzasi is Nemar. Right? Guy walks in the Beis Din and says, Pesach Pasuach Hotzasi. In order to believe the guy, what do we have to be assuming? we threw the sin in passing, kind of under our breath at the beginning. Hello? Okay. There are a lot of things that go into that statement. There are some medical issues and some halachic issues. The medical statement or the reality statement is the guy has any clue whatsoever what he's talking about. And I'll tell you a secret, there's a very good chance that he has no clue what he's talking about. The guy who says Pesach Masuach Matzah, if we're going to say Neman, it means number one, we're believing that he's got the Matzah Talpat, that he knows what he's talking about when he says Pesach Masuach Matzah. And number two, that in Halacha, he has Ne'amanus. Okay? So see, we're very halachic-minded people. So we just kind of forgot about number one. We didn't take that too seriously. We've been talking for an hour and a half. We didn't take that into too much consideration. We've been focusing on, is it Shavi and Afshi? Is it not Shavi and Afshi? Is it Edom? Is it Echad? That's what we took. We took Rabbi Elazar's Chiddush of the Omer Pesach Masuach Ne'aman, that he has halach Ne'amanus. But there's another half of Rabbi Elazar's Chiddush. I'd say the first part, step one, before you can get to the halachic issue, Rabbi Elazar is telling us an unbelievable Chiddush. It's a phenomenal Chiddush. Such a phenomenal Chiddush that half the Amorim say it's wrong. And what's the Chiddush? Is that the guy knows what he's talking about. That the guy is what we call a Bucky. And he knows what's happening. He could really describe properly Pesach Masuach. Comes Abaye and says, I'm going to bring a Raya to Rabbi Elazar. I'm going to prove that Rabbi Elazar is right. The Pesach Masuach is a valid title. So we thought, up until now, what was the raya? The raya is that Api Halacha, he's Neman, Haraya, Mashkin Levaitin. Now, what's the other shot? What's a totally different shot in the Gemara? The Shach B'Tayim Neman. We want to bring a raya that the guy knows what he's talking about. How are you going to bring such a raya? From the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? The guy's going to come and he's going to say Pesach Pesuch Motzasi, and therefore what? What's the plug Rashi's going to say now? What's the next one? So what? Edom are going to come. Comes Rashi, he's Tosfos Pshatadas Rashi, comes Rashi and says as follows. You have a guy, the guy is very naive, the guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He comes into Beis and he says Pesach Motzuch Pesuch Motzasi. If the whole world thinks the guy's off the wall, what's going to happen? Anyone's going to bother showing up in Beis Din? No one's going to take him seriously. What? That's going to create a cult that some Meshuggah going to walk into Beis Din the day after his wedding and says, Pesach Masuach, we laughed the guy in the face. Comes Rabbi Elazar and says, Ha'omer Pesach Masuach Matzasi Ne'aman. That means the guy, we don't laugh at the guy so fast. We take this guy's statement with the utmost seriousness. Maybe he really knows what he's talking about. Maybe the guy is really a Bucky. That half of what Rabbi Elazar says comes by and says, I'm going to prove to you that that's the Metzias. I'm going to prove to you that the guy really is a Bucky. Now, we can't just wave our hands and just laugh the guy in the face. The guy, we have to take the guy with dead seriousness. What's the proof? Our Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, the Takron, you got to get married on Wednesday. Why do you have to get married on Wednesday? Because we want to get you to come to Beis Din. According to Rashi, why do we want you to come to Beis Din? To bring aid in, according to Rashi, of course to aid in, the guy himself, that's irrelevant. According to Rashi, the Mishnah is in effect telling us that you get married on Wednesday in order to come to Beis Din, in order to bring aid in. The aid in is going to show up. What aid in a million years is going to show up in Beis Din to go substantiate a claim of this Meshuggah who said Pesach Pesuach, unless we take what he said with the utmost seriousness? Let's take a look at Tosis inside now. Comes Tosis. What? We're about to find out. Comes Tosis and says, okay. Let's read the question, right? We stopped at the question. We didn't even read the question yet. Okay. Let's continue with Tosis where we left off. The Kashla Perusha. I'm sorry, the Kuntras Piresh. I'm sorry. Well, the Kuntras Piresh, remember going back to him in the Tam's Ha'ara. Well, the Kuntras Piresh, and we told Kachis Bar Hadava. V'avo Eidim Shizin Sabarot, and that was Rashi's solution. V'kasha l'perusha, it's difficult. The Amrina b'gemar Amr Abayir. Afan anami tanina, we can prove that Omer Pesach Pesuch Matzasi Ne'aman L'Osra L'Abbasul Anises V'chulei, that whole gemar in the test that we read, My love, the Katoin Pesach Basuach, comes tells in the Hashta. Heichi Maisi Raila Pesha Kuntras. What's the proof according to Rashi? What's the bias proof in the Mishnah? Ha'afa gav yeno neman, maybe the person is not neman. Become makom yashkim lebeizdin, shemitoch kach yete hakol viavo eidim is bara daba, which is what we drew out on the board. Yeshloma comes closest. The lo maise abai raya la rabbi Elazar. We're not bringing a raya that whether al pidin a guy is neman to say pesach basuach matzos yinat. That's not our issue. Ela shehu baki umakir imu pesach basuach. That's all abai wanted to prove. Why? The ain't no baki lo yetsi akol, because if the guy is not a baki, then the word will not get out. For lo yavali de birur, and it will never end up being proven. Ki yomushu to the sabo shemata pesach basuach the ain't no came v'lo yachushu ledvarav. So this is Tosfos' first solution for Das Rashi. How can it be that on the one hand mashkin lebeizdin is assuming the presence of Adim? On the other hand, Mashkin Lebeizdin is a proof that Pesach Pasuach is Neman. What's the answer? What's shot number one? Midas Rashi? That what's going to create the Isser? Adim create the Isser according to Rashi. The Amiras Pesach Pasuach does not necessarily create an Isser. What does Pesach Pasuach do according to Rashi? Pesach Pasuach, only if the guy is a baki, he knows what he's talking about, only a mere Pesach Pasuach of a baki will serve as a catalyst for Adam to come, who in turn will create the Isser.
So the
bias
says that Pesach Pasuach comes into base, and he's saying that only
He's just saying, all a bai meant to say was, I'm going to prove from the Mishnah that there exists the possibility of a guy knows what he's talking about. Who says?
Rashi's saying
Adim, and Tosfos is saying this without Rashi. Tosfos is defending Rashi, right. Rabbi Natam never heard of this whole thing. Rabbi Natam, there's one word on this side of the board that Rabbi Natam never heard of, and what is that? What? Adim, right? Rabbi Natam never heard of Adim. Rabbi Natam says Adim aren't around, out of town. According to Rabbi Natam, it's a mere specific basuach that's going to do us in. And that will only be true in very, very limited circumstances. According to Rashi, it's the Adam that are going to do a sin. They're going to create the Yisr. They're going to create the Yisr. So what do you need Pesach Pasuach for? The answer is Pesach Pasuach just gets the ball rolling. That's all that happens according to Rashi. A lot of questions here. Okay. Go in order from the window on. Yeah.
Is Abai saying that
Rabbi Lazar is talking? No, Abai is just proving that you see that there exists the institution of a bucket.
And we know where another happy
bucket is. Well, you have to be, otherwise the statement is meaningless.
What if the guy's not like a well-known bucket, but he's saying it's true, and there are reasons to know that
he's
right?
So if Louis Tzu Adam really come in and made it, so then obviously she's going to be a sewer, no question about it. But the question is, are we going to tell people to get married on Wednesday based on that? We're going to tell people to get married on Wednesday in order for the husband to come to Beis Din and to tell us the story of Pesach Pasuach, and the whole world's going to laugh at the husband. That was Abai's raya. From the fact that we get married on Wednesday, that shows that we're going to take the husband's statement with utmost seriousness. You see that a guy is a baki to say Pesach Pasuach, and what's going to create the Yisr? The Kodirashi, the Adim. Okay? Good. So we have two fundamentally different approaches. We have Rashi's pshat, that Adim carries the day. According to Ben Atam, it's Amir's Pesach Pasuach that carries the day. Why? Who's the bucky? He says he's a bucky.
No, I mean, it's like the whole issue is about proving that somebody who's Kimle is believed.
But that's the question. Is the guy walks the bed and he says Kimle, we tell him, oh, Kimle, you know what you're talking about.
But
let's say I tell you this. Let's say, I'll give you a follow example, okay? Let's say I'm watching Reuven shecht an animal, okay? I'm watching him shecht the animal, and I run to Beis and I say, I can't eat this animal because of Shechita and Avela. And then Beis Din asked me, when was the last time you learned your Adei Chelek Aleph? How do you know? I never heard of Shechita. I don't know anything about it. But I'm telling you, the guy Shechita was an Avela. That's not Shavin HaShechita B'Yisur. That's your Meshuggah. Who told you to open your mouth? Now, both of talk, we don't know anything. So the same thing over here. If the guy's not a Baki, so the guy walks to Beis Din and says, Tezuk B'Suach Mutazi. That's a meaningless statement.
But what is this as a question? because, I mean, the Gemara that he's bringing from was the Gemara he's discussing, but you know.
So that's exactly the point of going to Rashi. Going to Rashi, the Mishnah is a proof that the guy is a Bucky. Okay? That's the whole point of going to Rashi. Okay?
It's just as much a fetish that we trust as the key as we do trust the honesty. Why is there a distinction in terms of whether they'll be exact whole, you know, in terms of, meaning, if he's going to, why would you insist that you throw him out and not listen to him?
We don't trust the Zakiyas, but we wouldn't do that. But once we trust the Zakiyas, even if we wouldn't necessarily believe him, I believe it trusts his honesty, which we're still contending this case with very well be. Why do we not call him? No, because that's not so much a question of doubting his honesty. The reality is that the Amir's special silver itself can't create a mitzvah because it's fake speaker. Right? Let's not forget that 9 out of 10 times, good. Even the guy's definitely is down that, and the guy is nemar, and she's still with her. Right?
I'm saying, what's the difference between, in terms of practically speaking, why the bezin kicking out in one case more than the other? Because there's in both numbers just an equal likelihood that he's...
No, I just built it up like that way, in terms of bezin throwing him out. I just trying to make it a little bit more dramatic, that's all. No, but according to Tosfos B'Das Rashi, all Tosfos said was that all Abai was interested in was just to prove that the guy knows what he's talking about. And that's enough to serve as a catalyst for the aid. And that's all.
I'm saying, practically speaking, in terms of the way that betting works, yeah. Why is it that the coal would go out if we trusted?
No, the coal would go out either way. The coal, what means, if a guy walks in the basement and starts telling us Stam Narish guides, then it's not going to get the coal going.
Right.
If a guy comes to the basement and tells us a story, and we have to look it up. Should we be Matadis, Sveksveka, Sheshmeitz, Shach? Okay, Mutesku, Sveksveka. That was enough to get the ball rolling. That was enough to get the coal.
But
that's the difference. I mean, if people hear that a Mishnah walks in with a story that's totally ridiculous, then no one's going to come to substantiate his claim.
That I understand, but why would let's say we know what he's talking about, right?
Okay. Whoever can catch it now, we have to duck test. You can pick us up in February. We'll. Your previous discussion. Okay. Okay.
Tosfos is not addressing, he's just saying
the flow of the Gemara according to Rashi is we're trying is Abai is proving that the guy's a Bucky. That's all. That's the whole flow. Abai is proving that point. Okay? We'll tell benefits, okay? Good. Good. So far so good. So we have Rabbeinu Tam's pshat in the Gemara and we have Rashi's pshat number one. We'll quote Rashi number one. Okay? Rashi himself. Doesn't sound so good. Yeah. Tosfos, this may not be Rashi's shot proper. This is Tosfos' possibility shot. So we'll call it Phantom Shot Rashi. We'll call it Rashi number one, just for our purposes. Rashi himself, all that way, I'm not sure. Okay? Okay. Good. Let's move on. Yeah.
It's not for sure, but nothing's for sure.
If the guy says Pesel Vesuach, but if we're going to pass it and speak fake, we should move to us anyway. Okay? Let's get Rashi number two. Come tell you the Yodei Shlomo. The Gam L'Pesha Kuntris L'Hoyim Misaknim Shetei Nisis L'Yom Dalid Mishum Shem Yisbarei De'edim says Tosfos the word that we have associated with Rashi for the last hour and a half has been Edim, Edim, Edim. Comes tells him, says, don't take that too seriously. Even according to Rashi, we're not going to institute a mission of Basula Nisis L'Yom Ravi on the far-fetched chance that maybe Edim are going to show up. I mean, that's quite a hefty deal. You're really expecting Edim are going to show up. I mean, come on. What are the real odds of Edim really coming? Edim, if anything, that really know about the case. Rashi means as follows. Abba. Kevin the Beishas Kohen, Ubechusim Ibash Shalosh, the Nemal La Osra Allah.